there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Let's bring in Booger McFarland, the mothership NFL college football analyst. You got a favorite Christmas song?
Actually, it was a song that you guys were playing this Christmas. I'm surprised you didn't know that song also, by the way, DP.
I tune out Christmas music.
Why is that?
I don't know what it is. It starts at Thanksgiving and it starts too soon, and then I'm just done with it. That's all.
Well, as I sit there and stare at you, your studio is definitely in the holiday spirit. You got Christmas trees and all that stuff going on. So
that's forced upon me. That's forced upon me.
Right. You at least are exuding the appearance of being a great Christmas guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called being phony. So Booger appears on Monday Night Countdown NFL prime time each week here. Give me the downside to name, image, and likeness.
It's not regulated, and so basically what that means is you're getting a play for pay system. I think name, image, and likeness was intended to put money in the player's pocket, because for years, the good old boy system known as NCAA has made a ton of money off college athletes, namely football players. And so when they came up with name, image, and likeness, they were like, okay, how can we allow the college athlete, who is technically an amateur athlete, to capitalize on what the NCAA has been capitalizing on for years? Here's the only problem with that, DP. There are no regulations. So what's legal in Texas may not be legal in Ohio. What's legal in Louisiana may not be legal in Alabama as far as how it's governed. And so you get these big boosters that come up with these collectives, which basically is a group of boosters who come together who say, we have a ton of money and we want to give it to players so they can come to our university and we can have the best football team or the best baseball team or basketball or whatever. And so now when you are the top quarterback, quarterback X, now the collective from school X can say, hey, we want you to come to our university and we will pay you whatever the number is, $5, $6, $7, $8, $9 million. And so once you sign, now we can come up with a system where we can pay you this money. And whether you sign autographs or whether you go work at the luggage store or whatever you do, but it's turned into a play for pay system. And that's not what it was intended to. But the only problem is you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Yeah.
And so we have a system now where these college athletes, DP, are making more money than some professional athletes. And I don't think that's what the system was intended for.
Well, Bryce Young was making more than Jalen Hurts. And Bryce was still in college. And Jalen Hurts is an MVP candidate. It's kind of crazy. But I always go back to, Kentucky basketball players talked about getting $100 handshakes. You know, booster, right. Come up, just give you some. When you were at LSU, what kind of benefits could you get? Statute of limitations is over, so you can talk about it.
Right. Yeah. Well, was I taken care of handsomely? Sure. Nothing crazy. And I'm not talking about well, man, they gave Booger $100,000. Yeah, there were a bunch of free meals. There were a couple of $200-$300 handshakes. My mother never had to worry about paying for hotel rooms or paying for meals or food or anything like that. And then in the summertime, I got a legit job. I mean, I was making 10, 15, 20 bucks an hour. I was able to work, I don't know, 6 or 7 weeks during the summer. I had a Pell Grant. I had this thing called the Needy Fund. And so, DP, I would guess that if I totaled the money I could make in one calendar year at LSU, if you count my Pell Grant, the money I made this summer, I probably made, I don't know, 15 grand.
Yeah.
Here's the difference now. These guys are making 5, 6, 7 figures when it comes to just one calendar year. And some of them don't even have to work a summer job like I did. So the money is great. It's handsome. And don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sound like you, which is the old guy on the lawn. I'm happy for these guys that they're able to get some money.
I'm fine with it too, Booger. If you get it, great. Just let's regulate it just so we know what's going on. There's no poaching. There's no tampering. Those kind of things. Because I brought this up hypothetically, Drake May, a couple of weeks ago. I said, what if he just says, hey, I'm open for business here. I'm going to put myself on eBay. What do you want to give me? You know, he got offered two different deals for $5 million to transfer, reportedly. And I was just doing a hypothetical. If I'm Ohio State or Alabama, I'm losing my quarterback to the NFL. What's $10 million to bring in Drake May? Drake May announced he was staying at North Carolina, and he couldn't go to the NFL. So he had to announce, hey, I'm staying, and these rumors, you know, this is where I'm going to be, and the story is over here. You know, this is going to happen with these quarterbacks, or, you know, probably only quarterbacks. Somebody's going to go, hey, what do you want to pay me? And somebody's going to pony up $10 million to bring in a quarterback.
So let me ask you this, DP. If the system doesn't get regulated, are you okay with it if it turns into that?
I don't want it to be where it's tampering and poaching. If you can somehow have a lifeguard on duty, because it's not the NCAA, I want to know, where are we headed with this? You want to pay the players, or the players want to get paid? I have no problem with that whatsoever. But I think we got to decide. It's almost like Major League Baseball. There almost feels like there needs to be the teams that spend over $200 million and then the other teams. In college football, it's the schools that make this kind of money or spend this kind of money, and then the other ones there. We almost need to have some kind of separation there.
Yeah, that would seem to be a fair system, and we all know life's not fair. So I don't think we're ever going to get that system. But I do understand your point. It would even the playing field. But understand this. We've never really been concerned about the playing field being even. Like certain colleges, Georgia, Ohio State, USC, have always been able to spend more on recruiting than anyone else. It doesn't mean you're going to win. It gives you an advantage, but it doesn't mean you're going to win the title every year.
I don't know where we're headed. I'm just surprised that the so-called educators didn't see this happening, where, you know, a booster is going to go, I'll give you $20 million, go and play with it. Let's see what we can bring in. Give me a couple offensive linemen and a good defensive lineman. And, you know, I think that's what's going to be happening more and more. We're talking to Booger McFarland. I didn't mean to get off on that tangent, but more surprising, Geno Smith is a Pro Bowl quarterback, or Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady aren't.
Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady aren't. Like, we've always seen the talent with Geno Smith. I think his quote that was famous, that they wrote him off, but he didn't write back. He's always believed in his talent. He's always been a great thrower of the football. He just needed a system and somebody to believe in him. And Pete Carroll, whether it was by luck or by choice, believed in him. Because let's not forget, Pete Carroll traded for Drew Lock, and a lot of people thought Drew Lock was going to be the starter. But when you get to Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, I think Tom Brady is the most surprising DP, because he led the NFL in passing last year. He was phenomenal, had that great comeback against the Rams in the divisional playoff round. And he seemingly fell off a cliff. Like, he's been bad this year, DP.
Yeah.
I mean, he has been bad just about every Sunday. And we continue to try to make excuses for him, or we continue to wait for the GOAT to show up, because he is the greatest quarterback of all time. I haven't seen it. And it doesn't matter to me about the issues he's had off the field. Like, everybody has things that they go through in life. What matters is when you show up, you're a professional, you do your job. I don't want to hear about, well, he was going through a lot. Who cares? We all go through a lot. As far as Aaron Rodgers is concerned, you knew it was going to be a transition early on because he was breaking in new receivers and Bakhtiari, the left tackle, was coming off an injury. So I kind of expected him to be a little slower kind of getting into the season. But I am still surprised that both he and Tom, with Tom being the biggest surprise, aren't in the Pro Bowl because we expect so much from him.
We have these standalone games. You have that game tonight with the Jets and the Jags. And then everybody's going to have an opinion on a game that nobody would have an opinion on if it was played Sunday at 1 o'clock. But everybody's going to have a referendum on Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson. How do you think this plays out tonight between these two?
I think this is going to be a contrasting style. The Jets at their core are a defensive-led football team that wants to be physical, but they have a quarterback they drafted number two overall, so they kind of have to break him in a little bit, and he's been highly scrutinized. I myself have scrutinized him a lot. When you look at Jacksonville, they have a quarterback that's ascending. Trevor Lawrence has made great strides this year as far as being the golden child that we thought he was going to be when he came out of Clemson. So you have two teams that want to play a physical brand of football. One has their quarterback going up in Trevor Lawrence. The other, I don't really know what Zach Wilson is, but I do know he was drafted number two overall, and the expectations are right there with Trevor Lawrence. And you're right. We're going to judge both of these guys, namely the quarterbacks tonight, more than we are going to judge the teams. And I think if you're Zach Wilson, the game tonight in a standalone game, as the holidays are here, so more people are going to be sitting at home with eggnog. I know you won't because you don't like Christmas, but more people are going to be sitting around with eggnog and a glass of wine saying, you know what? Let me see what this guy Zach Wilson is about. So tonight is an important game for him. I do think he's got to show up and play well. I think the Jets are a better football team, a more talented team, but it doesn't mean that they're going to win tonight.
I was watching a Monday Night Countdown, as I always do, and you talked about staying warm, and you'd occasionally have some whiskey.
Yeah. Listen, DP, I'm a Southern boy.
How much whiskey would you have prior to a game to stay warm?
Well, I'm not talking about enough whiskey to make you feel like that you're invincible. I'm just talking about enough whiskey to give you a little warmth going down your throat. Just a thimbleful, a little sipful, because what it does, I'm not a drinker, okay? I've never been drunk one day in my life. As I've gotten older, I've learned to change my palate, and I drink the occasional cab, and you and I can hang out and sip on a little Camus every now and then, which I'm looking forward to, by the way. But I'm only talking about a thimbleful, enough to warm the throat, burn your throat almost, and kind of give you a little tingling sensation. That's kind of what I did.
How many players would do that?
There were three or four. I'm not going to name those players. I'll just incriminate myself. But there was a game in Green Bay where the wind chill was minus 15. The actual temperature was zero. And the only way there were two ways I was able to play in that game. One, I had a full body onesie on that I cut the toes out of. And two, I had two shots of whiskey, one pregame and then one after halftime.
How was that? How'd you guys play?
We actually won. Had one of my better games. I think overall, Boog's not a fan of cold weather, DP. Not a fan whatsoever. Like, there are a lot of things in life I'd rather do than be outside in cold weather. So if you watch the broadcast of the night and people said, man, you look miserable, it's because I was miserable.
Hey, it's great to talk to you as always. Merry Christmas to you, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
DP, have a great one. Have a great Christmas.
Yeah.
Celebrate it to the fullest.
Yeah, absolutely. As only I can. That's Booger McFarland of the Mothership. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, J.J. Watt, been a while since he's been on. You got Arizona. They've been struggling. They got Tampa Bay coming up on Sunday night on Peacock and NBC. He's a dad. I think his son is going to be 2 months old coming up tomorrow. Had heart issues. He made some money with some sacks against the Broncos. A lot of things. Always great to have J.J. Watt joining us. How difficult is it now when you leave the house and you got your two-month-old baby there at home that you have to say goodbye to?
It's very, very difficult, but it's a whole lot better to come home every night. Like after a tough loss, after a tough road trip, it's just normally, you know, I'm in a real bad mood. I'm like down, but I still am. But then I come home and it kind of just melts away.
All you got to do is see that face. He doesn't know how your day went. That's always great there. Did you get drug tested after the loss against Denver?
Yes, I did.
Okay. How does that work?
How does which part of it work?
Well, I understand what you have to do for the drug test. I'm talking about so right after the game, and then you go in the locker room, and then what happens?
No. So I got a text the next morning, Monday morning. I got a text saying you got selected for drug testing. Please show up at the drug testing area. And then you have like a 3-hour window where you have to go show up.
Is that a compliment that you're getting drug tested?
I don't know. It always seems to pop up after a 3-sack game. So I'll take it as a compliment. I don't mind. I mean, it's a slight inconvenience in my day, but I mean, it doesn't matter to me. Like I'm going to pee anyway.
And then tell me about these incentive bonuses that you got. Are you aware that you're making money with these sacks that you had in the first half?
This is actually funny. So when I signed my contract down here, I knew I had incentives in it. But I thought that, when I got hurt last year, I missed last year's incentives. I thought that took away my incentives from this year. So my dad, just like literally 2 weeks ago, was down here in Arizona, and he asked me, he was like, hey, you're getting close to your incentives, right? And I was like, oh, no, like I don't, those got wiped out because of last year. He goes, oh, darn. So then fast forward to the game. After the game, I see all these tweets that are saying, like, J.J. Watt made $900,000 today. And my dad texts me. He's like, hey, I'm seeing all this stuff. Are you sure you don't have it? And I'm like, yeah, no, it sucks. And then I see more tweets. So I'm like, all right, let me call my agent real quick. So I call my agent. And I'm like, hey, I see all these tweets, man. Like, my dad's asking me. People are asking. My brothers are asking me. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's real. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. We don't like to tell you as you get close to milestones because we don't want you to have it in your head and, like, get in your head about it. But, yeah, he made $900,000 today. I was like, oh, it's a pretty nice Christmas present.
But then if you get to 10 sacks this season, is that another $1 million?
I don't think it's another million. I think it's just $1 million total.
Oh. Because I
don't know. I still have not sat down and, like, actually looked at it. I do not know.
Why don't you ask your wife to look at it? I have something that says you're playing for another incentive. A 10-sack season will give him an extra $1 million.
Well, that would be nice. That would be nice.
We're talking to J.J. Watt, the older brother of T.J. Watt, joining us on the program. How's your brother doing?
He's doing good.
Wait, that was meant to be a joke that you were, I'm introducing you as T.J. Watt's older brother. That was supposed to elicit maybe a giggle.
I'm used to it by now, Dan. You can't give me any more. We flipped roles. I am now his brother, even though I had to give him a little shit yesterday because he's a Pro Bowl starter, and I have more sacks than him this year.
Wow.
So just gave him a jab.
Do players want to go to the Pro Bowl?
I don't even know what it is this year. It's not a game anymore, right? So
yeah.
some form of skills competition. You know, when I first went to the Pro Bowl, it was when, like, Peyton Manning was kind of running the show out there.
Yep.
And so you'd go to Hawaii and you'd have the welcome meeting, and it would be, I mean, for me, I was a young guy, and it was Peyton Manning, Adrian Peterson, all these, like, guys that I literally looked up to, and Peyton was telling stories. And then you'd go hang out by the pool bar, and everybody's having a drink and sharing these unbelievable stories. And I just sat there kind of wide-eyed. I do think it has changed from that a little bit, especially with it being not in Hawaii anymore. Because once you were there, everybody was kind of at one resort, and there wasn't much else to do outside of it. You just, everybody hung out there and just kind of spent time with each other. I do think it's different now that it's here and it's at Vegas and there's so much to do.
Arizona's lost 4 in a row. You got Tampa Bay coming up on Sunday night. How many times you sacked Brady?
Once in the playoffs.
Hmm.
Yeah, he gets the ball out so fast. It's incredible. I mean, he's brilliant. Obviously, he knows every defense. He sees everything before the snap. He knows where he wants to go with the ball. I mean, you don't play till you're 45 years old without finding a way to not take too many hits, and he does an incredible job of that. So every time I play him, it's a great challenge to try to find a way to get back there before he gets it out of his hand.
You saw where the defensive back, Drake Greenlaw, a linebacker, asked for an autograph from Brady after he intercepted him. Would you swap jerseys with Brady after this game?
There's not many people I would do that with. I would certainly do it with the greatest player of all time. I do not see that happening. I'm not that guy. I don't really ask for him. And I have a feeling Tom is not that guy either. So I don't think either of us are going to be walking up to each other asking for the other jersey.
Give me an update on the heart situation. I mean, it seemed kind of scary there. I'm sure it was for you, but where do things stand now?
Yeah, fortunately, I'm in a situation where I don't think about it very often. It was extremely scary when it happened. We ran, obviously, a multitude of tests. I mean, everything from all your heart tests, your blood tests. I did a sleep study. I did everything. And basically, I was told that it could happen again tomorrow. It could not happen again for 20 more years. We really don't know. But I'm not really at risk, so I check my pulse multiple times a day. I just make sure my heart's beating in rhythm multiple times a day, and I kind of just go about my life.
When did you know something was wrong?
It was on a Thursday, and after practice on that Thursday, I got my lift in, and then after the lift, we had meetings, and I was in the meetings, and when I stood up, I got kind of lightheaded, and I could feel like my heart, like my chest kind of beating differently. Like it just felt like fluttering, and it felt like it wasn't beating properly. So I checked my own pulse, and my heart was definitely not beating in sync. You know, your heart is normally boom, 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 boom. Mine was kind of going more boom, 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 boom. And so it freaked me out. So I went in and asked the trainers, can you guys just check me out? I think my heart's doing something weird. And when they listened to my heart, I saw the look on their face, and I was like, all right, this clearly isn't good. So then they sent me to our team doctor. He checked my heart, the same look on his face. So I was like, all right, this is really bad. And then he sent me to the cardiologist, who then he sent me to somebody else. And when the cardiologist sends you to somebody else, that's when you get a little freaked out. And eventually we got it all figured out. But it was definitely an extremely scary couple of days.
Yeah, I can only imagine, you know, that what is it? And then you got to go home and tell your wife. And then you're trying to figure out, can I still play football? You had a baby on the way at the time. That's a whole lot to process.
Yeah, no, there was a lot being processed in a short amount of time. And then somehow we were just, I mean, I partially don't want to look stuff up about it because I don't want to know, but then I also really do because I need to know. But I mean, when they told me I was fine to practice and play the next day, I trust doctors a whole lot more than myself. I'm not the smartest dude on the planet, so they went to school a lot longer than I did.
How would you have done with NIL when you went to Central Michigan?
I probably wouldn't have done too well because I don't think I would have made any money, so it would have been about the exact same. I mean, I don't think they were paying a whole lot for whatever star, no star, two star guy I was, so probably would have been very similar.
Maybe your last year at Wisconsin you would have cashed in.
I honestly do actually believe that, like, that is where it could have played a factor, because you're a junior, possibly leaving for your senior year. You absolutely love the school that you're at. You really, I mean, for us, we lost the Rose Bowl, and you feel like you have some unfinished business and things you want to do. But the reality of the situation is that there's an opportunity to set your family up for a very long time.
Yeah,
it's hard to say that if somebody, you know, back then was like, hey, we got $1 million for you. I mean, as a 22-year-old kid, $1 million is, I mean, anybody, $1 million is unbelievable. And you don't necessarily think, well, it could be, you know, $15 million in the NFL. You're just thinking about right in front of you. So I do think that would have put more questions into my head. But I also think, man, Dan, think when you were in college. Like, if you gave me $1 million when I was in college, it is unbelievable to think about what the hell would have happened.
What would you have done with $1 million at Wisconsin?
So we have a group chat with my buddies and my brothers and also high school. And so we did this exercise the other day. And the first thing I would do is I would prepay like $5,000 in parking tickets because parking is such a problem. I mean, I was getting towed. I was getting tickets left and right. So I would just go to the Madison parking police and say, here, guess what? You're going to see my scooter everywhere. That's fine. Just mark it on my tab. Then there would probably be a pretty large party for my teammates and I on State Street somewhere. Tabs on me, boys. And then I would have a cool apartment. I think that's just, I think as a college kid, you know, I mean, I was living in some spots, Dan. I was living in some spots. It wasn't exactly a penthouse, so I might have myself, you know, something overlooking the water there in Madison.
Well, congrats on the baby, and hopefully it's a great Christmas for everybody, and good luck against Brady. And check in on that. If you get to 10 sacks, do you make another $1 million?
Yeah, I will check in on that, actually. I'm going to check in on that today. I appreciate it. Happy to be here with a bunch of good-ass dudes today. I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday.
Because that's what we do. We're good-ass dudes. I pay my parking tickets. We're good-ass dudes. Great to hear from you. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. He went there.
That was awesome.
Yep. I'm glad he went there. Good ass dude. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let me get to Pat McAfee. He is busy. He's got a show coming up. And the Pat McAfee Show, ESPN College Game Day analyst, former Colts punter. Thanks for joining us, buddy. How are you?
Dan, I'm great with that song, jamming. Yeah. I mean, isn't it just such good vibes, such good energy every time you hear it? And did I hear in the middle of that, least favorite Danette or least respected Danette, least appreciate? What is the actual title there?
Voting today, most valuable, least valuable, most improved, and least improved. And I got the voting coming up right after our conversation here.
Man, I will wait with bated breath there to see who is having a difficult holiday and who's going in with a little bit of a buzz.
You know
what I mean? I could see that maybe ruining the downfall. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you.
You too.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for being able to dodge and weave here. I know your show is a well-oiled machine, and I was supposed to be on earlier. I just saw my baby girl for the first time with my wife. We had our first, like, official ultrasound. Yeah, I'm so crazy. Dan.
You got,
I just had a moment there.
And I'm thinking Peyton McAfee.
I don't know if the names are now to be discussed. The wife is going to have a lot of say. Baby girl, this is something that she's obviously planned for since she was a baby girl. And I appreciate you moving. It was supposed to be this afternoon, our first official ultrasound, really. I got moved to this morning because the storm's coming through. So thank you for dodging and weaving in least favorite. Danette Fritz, for making the magic happen. I appreciate you as well. So I think that's what you said, not me. I didn't say that you said it on me. But Dan, thank you for having me on here. You are a legend. You are the man. And you've been killing it, as you always have been. And I can't thank you enough for everything.
Is this your first baby?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Can I help you with any questions? I have three daughters.
Okay.
Always listen. Always listen. Okay, and let them know you're listening, and don't judge them. They'll tell you everything, but the less you preach, the more you listen, the more they'll stay with you the rest of their lives. Okay, I have a son. I love him dearly. My daughters will never leave me, but always, always just listen, because girls will tell you whatever you want them to tell you.
It's amazing. I bet you're an incredible father. Could you imagine having Dan Patrick as your dad? That'd be one of the coolest things of all time. Oh, what's dad doing? Oh, he's going to hang out with Uncle Adam Sandler. Yeah. And then he's going to just dominate sports talk and be the voice of sports for decades and decades. I have a lot of friends, you know, that are parents. I'm one of the later in my group of friends to have a child. And I was thinking I was never going to either. I was okay with that. I was like, you know what? I was a terrible child. If I don't procreate and create another one of those, that's probably good for society. You know what I mean? Probably good for society. My wife, though, Samantha from Indiana, she just has all the traits that would be an amazing mom, and had dreams of being a mom. And we got pregnant and she lost the baby. Then we got pregnant and she lost the baby again. Oh. So then we would go through the entire IVF process now. And we're at, like, every milestone is like a huge deal for us. And I've had a lot of friends reach out to me through it all. And right before we did the gender reveal, we found out it was a baby girl. I had my friends all text me. They're like, now, if you, AJ Hawk told me this, he said, you know, me and my brothers, we talk to our parents like once a month. We'll send a text. He was like, my wife will text her dad every single day to make sure she's okay. You want a baby girl is what you like going into the gender reveal. He was like, you want a baby girl? And I was sold. So as soon as the gender reveal happened, I saw the pink things fly. I was like, so ecstatic. I was like, here we go. Let's do this. So thank you for your kind words. And if I have questions, whenever she arrives, I will certainly send them your way.
Right,
and
here,
also if we need a babysitter, I will send her your way.
This is what I was thinking with the gender reveal. You could have gotten a football that when you kicked it, it exploded, and it was either blue or pink.
Yeah, a lot of people do that these days.
Well, I don't know how many punters do.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Like actual punt, that would have been a little bit different. But a lot of people send them to me, and they asked me to judge the form. And I'm always like, you know, pretty solid swing. See, pretty solid swing. We found out what it was. We went with the classic, just biodegradable little streamer thingies
in
the backyard with family. It could have been a little, I was thinking maybe get, and I was thinking like we get Brock Lesnar. Okay. Brock Lesnar will dress in all blue trunks, a blue outfit. And then we'll have like Drew Gulak come out. He's dressed in all pink. And then we have Michael Cole commentating it. And then there's like a full wrestling match with like false finishes. Like, oh, it's a baby girl. Oh, it kicks out. You know, I was thinking about doing that. And those have been done before in the past. But
like
we just
that.
Did the exploding streamer thing. And when I saw the pink, I knew that I was probably going to end up in. obviously there's a lot of work that comes into parenting, listening and attention to detail and caring and empathy and everything like that. And hopefully I'll be able to knock all those out of the park. But yeah, it sounds like I'm going to have the best little friend forever with a baby girl. And I'm very excited for it, Dan.
Football coming up this weekend, weather is going to play a role. How often as a former punter would you check the weather forecast?
Yeah, so that right there is your arch nemesis. You know what I mean? I was very lucky to be at Lucas Oil Stadium where we had the capability of closing the roof and the window, but we didn't always have the will with Jim Irsay as the owner, especially if the season wasn't going as well. Yeah, brother, they paid for the roof and the window to come off. Like, we got to do it, you know? So then it became a full-on wind tunnel in that place. But whenever it was a dome, it was like, this is perfect. The wind is the problem. You know, rain, for me, what I learned with precipitation, like when it snows, it feels warmer, doesn't it? Well, snow makes it feel warmer, I feel like. In my eyes, just as somebody that grew up in cold weather, you agree with that, Dan, or no?
I don't know if I ever looked at it that way.
Like if it's cold as hell, like soul-snatchingly cold, and it's not snowing, I feel like it feels colder than whenever it is snowing.
Okay. Well, it feels like the snow is the reward for being in the cold.
Bingo. We can snowball.
Yeah.
We can do whatever we want to do.
But did you ever have a place that was like, oh my God, I can't even believe I'm outside, let alone I have to kick a football?
So we played against Pitt. I forget what year it was. Maybe my freshman year at West Virginia. I think it was single digits or negative, I think. And it was absolutely a miserable situation. For kicker and punter, cold affects it because the ball gets harder. Wind affects it more. Precipitation, though, actually, I found, makes the ball a little heavier. So if you can move it, you know, momentum, I think weight is a big deal in that thing or whatever. So you could actually hit it further, I found out. The wind is a nightmare, though. Tonight, Jags, Jets, over under 39.5. Supposed to rain, supposed to be windy as hell at the front of this big storm that's coming through. That feels like tonight's going to be old school ground and pound football tonight. I think that's going to kick off the weekend of a lot of that, Dan.
Is there a topic that's off limits with Aaron Rodgers when he joins you each week?
No, we never agree on, like, I've never been told anything by Aaron, anybody associated with Aaron. I guess, like, I think that's why I enjoy it so much, and that's why I try not to, I don't want to say ruin it, but like I'll mention everything that happens. Everything that in me and Aaron are literally 99% of our conversations that we have ever had, people have watched. So like I don't know him. Like I never played for the Packers. I was in a golf tournament at the Bahamas with him this past year after two seasons of Aaron Rodgers Tuesday. I was able to hang out with him out of Tahoe at that golf tournament. We were able to like kind of hang out and get to know each other pretty much. That was like the first time we ever hung out where people didn't hear our conversations. So I try to address everything with Aaron. It's just I think there's different times in how I present it, if I make sense. I'm just trying to give this dude who's the Mount Rushmore quarterback in the history of the NFL and probably the best ball thrower in the history of the NFL. We just try to provide him with an opportunity to explain himself so we can learn a little bit more about him, get his side of it, and learn about this anomaly that is him and let him address things maybe if they come up. So I don't know. It's mostly if we don't address something, it's 1,000% my fault, not on their side of it saying we can't talk about that, if that makes sense.
All right, final 30 seconds here. I'm going to make you GM. You can take Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, knowing what you know about them. Start your team.
Am I like an uber wealthy owner? Like, am I one of these new owners, Walton or Bezos? Or
you're
am
the
I
GM. You're the GM.
Oh, well, if I don't want to do anything, if I'm lazy, I'm hiring Peyton, right? Peyton's just doing it. Like, I'm just letting him do everything. Tom Brady, I feel like that's a guy you want to have in your building, ultimate competitor. Aaron Rodgers, so good at throwing a ball. Who's my coach? Have I hired a coach yet?
Tony Dungy's your coach.
Wow, damn. Honestly, that's a fascinating thing, isn't it? Because I feel like Tony and Aaron would have a much better relationship than maybe Tony and Tom, you know? And then Peyton and Tony had a great relationship. It's my full-time job. GM's my full-time job.
Yeah.
Nothing else. There's nothing else. If I lose my GM job.
No, it's not like you have a radio job. You're a GM.
I have no other talents.
No.
General manager is all I got.
Yes.
So I'm going to be pretty well invested. Give me
Aaron.
Just
answer the question.
I did. Give me Aaron. I'm invested. Give me Aaron. Okay. Give me Aaron. I'm invested. If I want to check out, you know, if I want to check out, give me Peyton. If we have a different head coach, give me Tom. But I think I would want to be invested, and I think I get along with the guy, and I think it would be a good building. Give me Aaron right now.
All right. Congratulations on the baby. All right.
Congratulations on kicking ass another year.
Thank you, buddy.
Too.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
Holidays. I appreciate you.
That's Pat McAfee, host of the Pat McAfee Show on YouTube, ESPN College Game Day analyst and former Colts punter. Whew. It's now time. This is the first ever fan voting. Maybe last ever, but here it is. I'll let you guys choose what category you want me to start with.
You started last time with least improved
dinner. All right. I've got that envelope here. Who thinks they won least improved? Paula, you do?
I'm pretty sure this is the one I got.
And the answer is least improved Danette. Congratulations, Paulie.
Put it on the mantle.
You did it.
Put it on the empty mantle.
Two for two, bud. Right. Two for two.
Yeah. Emotional.
Most improved Danette, according to over 25,000 listeners who voted. Most improved. Who thinks they got this one? Anybody cocky enough to think they got most improved? Seton?
Yeah, I might have. Just
okay.
Because of the move.
All right. Yeah, Paulie.
I think this is going to be a real tight vote here, Seton and Marvin.
Congratulations, Marvin.
All right, Marvin.
The audience has spoken. Least valuable Danette. Anybody want to?
What other show would have a least valuable employee? Employee of no months.
All right. Let me see. I got the voting for least valuable Danette.
Was it a runaway?
Least valuable is not Seton O'Connor.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Least valuable is not Marvin. Least valuable by over 3,000 votes, Todd Frisch.
It's a tradition. It's a tradition.
Congratulations. All right.
Five times at least.
And now.
Five timers club.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I got the most valuable Danette. Who thinks they won this? No one? Okay. The most valuable Danette is not Paulie.
Okay.
Accurate.
It's not Marvin.
That's funny.
And it's not Marvin. This was an extremely close vote.
Back row?
Whoa.
What?
So between the back room bro, the least improved Danette, Paulie only won by 200 votes over Fritzy.
Did my best or my worst.
All right. Most valuable Danette, very, very close voting. The most valuable Danette. Fritzy, congratulations.
Wow.
By the way, talk amongst yourselves.
Seton got hosed.
Yeah,
man,
I agree.
Can't even believe it.
Todd won LVD and MVD.
That is amazing.
Wow, that gifts? Is. What is this?
What is going on here?
Oh, Dan's got some gifts for Fritzy.
MVP sweatpants?
Least valuable.
So right now, Dan is giving out the gifts.
Oh, wow,
this
hats.
Is lovely. Hats and sweatshirts.
Congratulations, Todd.
Yeah, yes. Congratulations.
I got my wardrobe for the first week of January.
Most valuable backroom guy. Eric Jones, the big gentleman.
Streak is over. Susan Lucci.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for everything. Have a great holiday. We'll talk to you in the new year. Thanks again. We love you all. We appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.